In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. In every age, in every single person's life, in the life of every family, in the life of every nation, there's always the challenge of faith. Let us not be or fall into the illusion, which is a disillusion, that somehow our day is any more different than other days, that our age is somehow more difficult than other ages. As St. Augustine aptly stated some 1,500 years ago, there is no such thing as a golden age. If there's no golden age, there's no then other age. That's the worst than other ages. No, every age, people, whenever they're born, as you and I are born, we always are faced with the same challenge. The challenge of making the act of faith. Faith, not in ourselves. Faith, not in human knowledge. Faith, not in a government or an empire or human rulers. Faith, not in science. Faith, not in technology. The faith is an act of faith in the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Living in a pandemic for almost now 2 years has indeed brought tremendous suffering and a great inconvenience to probably every single person in the world. In varying, of course, degrees. Nevertheless, for the baptized person with a lived faith, and I stress that, and I will always stress that, many people are baptized, but they don't have the lived faith. So a baptized person with a lived faith knows with confidence that God providentially permits every suffering and every inconvenience, whether to a group of people, to the church, to families, or to individual persons. He permits it. And there's a huge difference between permitting an act of evil and willing an act of evil. God never, ever, ever wills an act of evil, but God does permit acts of evil. And He allows an act of evil because out of that moment He will bring a greater good. Always. God is never outdone or overcome by evil itself. The baptized person with a lived faith has the confidence in those very words. The baptized person with a lived faith has confidence that every trial and every ordeal will pass. And the reason is found in today's gospel passage. God has visited His people. God has visited His people. What words of joy? What words of hope? What other words could give us confidence? God has visited His people. The baptized person with a lived faith remains steadfast in the midst of every suffering and in the midst of every evil. Why? Because God has visited his people. The baptized person with a lived faith perseveres in the midst of temptation. Why? Because God has visited his people. The baptized person with a lived faith, after falling into sin, is able to make the act of metanoia. Why? Because God has visited his people. The baptized person with a lived faith, even when tempted to fall into the discouragement, to fall into sorrow of the heart, or the worst sin of all, to fall into despair, is able to endure patiently, patiently. Why? Because God has visited his people. In the face of death, even when death takes a young person, even when death involves the slaughter of countless millions of innocents, the baptized person with a lived faith remains steadfast. Why? Because God has visited his people. No matter what the attacks may be upon the church, no matter what attacks the church may incur for the proclamation of the true apostolic faith, these attacks will pass and the church will endure. Why? Because God has visited his people. For almost 2 years now, our world has something revealed to itself. We've shown what really governs our lives in this world of, 7 billion people? What's governing our lives, in fact, is not God. It's not wisdom. It's not compassion. It's not science. And it's not truth. What is governing our contemporary society in every nation across this, throughout this world, is fear. Fear. A secularized and de-Christianized world cultivates a life of fear rather than a life of faith. Fear snuffs out life. Faith gives life. We live in a society now where we've been told, and just not with the pandemic, this has been going on long before the pandemic. We live in a society now that tells us, fear your neighbor. Fear having children. Fear making a commitment, especially in marriage. Fear your historical past and fear your historical future. Fear loneliness. Fear poverty. Fear wealth. Fear ignorance. Fear freedom. Fear authority. Fear the church. Fear sickness. Fear suffering. Our pandemic did not create this fear. It's only revealed what's been in our hearts all this time. These are people who have not been transformed by the gift of faith. Underlying all those fears is ultimately one fear. the fear of death. The one and really only fear of a secularized, de-Christianized world, nation, and person is the fear of death. It's not new. It's already there in Genesis. And for a secularized, de-Christianized thinking person, we have to take all precautions and avoid all, to do everything we can at all costs to prevent the inevitable death. For the secularized and de-Christianized person, the dichotomy is between life and death. For the baptized person with a lived faith, the dichotomy is between life and fear. And the Apostle John and Paul teach us that perfect love casts out all fear. In today's gospel passage, Jesus the Christ encounters a funeral procession. He encounters death. And the one who is life himself shows in this gospel passage absolute calm and absolute authority. And the word that called all things into existence turns to the weeping widow and he says, "Do not weep." And then the word of God, with full authority, stops this procession of death. And life himself touches the dead and restores him to life. And at that miracle, the crowd was overcome with fear. Yet their fear was not of death. Their fear was not one of cowering. Their fear, which is a reverential fear, led them to an act of faith, led them to glorify God, led them to make that proclamation, "God has visited his people." Reverential fear. That's the only fear acceptable for the Christian. And that fear, as we hear all throughout the Old Testament and all through the New Testament, that fear is praised because it leads one to love God, to reverence God, to honor God, to praise God, because God is God. The God-man came onto a scene of death, cowering fear and sorrow. And he transformed it into an experience of life, of faith, and of joy. You and I, we've been baptized. Is your faith a lived experience? Or, in other words, do you cower in fear? Or do you take hold of these words into your heart and realize, no, God has visited his people. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the source of our hope, our confidence, and the ultimate source of our joy. And so I greet you with the words, Christ is among us.